still looks as though we're going to be seeing plenty of precipitation across the region as we go forward through this weekend and into next week. A pretty sad situation actually evolving across some of the hard red winter wheat country. And just take a quick moment to talk about that. It looks as though some areas out of the eastern parts of the Texas panhandle into parts of western Oklahoma and south central Kansas are poised to pick up on some incredibly heavy rainfall this weekend. Into the early part of next week, we could see 6 inches or more of rain occur in some of that region. It will be on top of ground that is already saturated or nearly saturated. The result is going to be some damage to the wheat crop as well as some of the summer crops that are produced across that region. And some of this moisture is going to stream out of that portion of hard red winter wheat country and across the heart of the Midwest as we move forward through this forecast period. That will include places in Missouri, the south central and southeastern parts of Iowa, and then from there eastward through parts of Illinois into Ohio and maybe southern Michigan. These areas will all see 1 to 3 inches of rainfall over the next several days and will likely see it come in waves, so there will be a limitation to the amount of field work that will occur across the area. There's already flood watches and a couple of flood warnings in effect for parts of this region from the Central Plains into the into at least Illinois this morning, and we're going to see some more of this take place. We did get some heavy rains to occur yesterday across a part of the Midwest. Most of the greatest rainfall seems to have been focused on Iowa and northwestern Illinois, parts of southern Wisconsin. But this is the area that's going to see additional rainfall as we move out over the next couple of days. And obviously the flood watches are in effect for parts of Illinois or in response to the fact that it's already raining across parts of the region and there's more to come. The driest air in the region right now is in the lower parts of the Midwest, mostly sunny skies this morning in southern Illinois and from there into Ohio and down into Kentucky. The humidity is high, though. Temperatures are running up in the middle and upper 70s to around 80 degrees across these areas, and we're going to see that it be a very warm day across the lower parts of the Midwest. Temperatures this afternoon in some of that region will likely peak out in the lower 90s once again, and we'll see the heat abate after that. It's already going to be a bit cooler today from portions of the Central Plains into the western Great Lakes region. Some of this area will only see highs in the upper 60s and 70s, and that will eventually try to advance to the east and south as we get out into the day on Saturday. However, the frontal boundary is not going to allow that cool air to get very far to the south, and most of the temperatures, really from Saturday through about Wednesday of next week, will be mostly upper 70s and lower to a few middle 80s across the heart of the Midwest throughout all that period of time. And our low temperatures at night will stay fairly warm as well. Looks like most of the readings will be in the 60s in the lower parts of the Midwest, perhaps even a few lower 70s taking place. And then the northern parts of the Midwest will see the lows running primarily in the 50s and a few upper 40s in the far northern fringes of crop country. Well, looking at overseas weather just for a quick moment, we do have a lot of areas that are drying out around the world, and we're going to watch them closely through the weekend and into next week. Those areas include a big part of Australia's winter crop country, although today's forecast models are suggesting rain will fall in some of the eastern wheat, barley, and canola areas as we get into next week. And it looks like they're drying out parts of Russia and Ukraine. Portions of France and Germany are also drying out, although Germany will probably continue dry while France gets some more rain as we move into next week. And that is pretty much it this morning. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated.